From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, May 15th. Weather-wise, today we're going to see a slight chance of some scattered morning showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the northern part of the listening area north of the I-64 corridor. Otherwise, partly sunny today, we're going to see a high around 82. Two staff members of Carterville Unit District 5 have been placed on leave after the district received separate reports involving possible inappropriate conduct. Superintendent Sarah Barnstable says an independent investigator has been brought in to review the allegations. There's been no determination of any wrongdoing at this time. School district officials say the employees are prohibited from being on school grounds or interacting with students. Earlier this week, the Carterville School Board dismissed assistant high school football coach and teacher John Jake Wakey. Following allegations of sexual abuse involving former students, Wakey was arrested earlier this month and charged with 9 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving victims between the ages of 13 and 17 by a person in a position of trust. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation has added 2 nursing license types to its new online licensing platform known as CORE. The update allows licensed practical nurses and temporary licensed practical nurses to apply for and renew licenses through the state's online system. The move is part of an effort to strengthen Illinois' healthcare workforce and reduce delays in the licensing process. Agency Secretary Mario Tretto Jr. says improving access to licensing helps qualified healthcare workers enter the field more quickly and support patient care across the state. As spring home improvement projects ramp up, Ameren is issuing a safety alert urging customers to use extreme caution when working near overhead power lines. Ameren Illinois Safety Supervisor Jeff Lott says ladder-related incidents kill more than 100 people each year in the U.S., with many injuries tied to accidental contact with energized equipment. Lott says even fiberglass ladders create risk.
A fiberglass ladder is less conductive than aluminum or wood. Of course, aluminum is the most conductive. A fiberglass ladder is a little bit heavier, but it does conduct less. But it is not totally insulating. There is still electrical contact risk with even a fiberglass ladder, especially older ones.
Ameren officials warn that routine tasks like trimming trees, cleaning gutters, or repairing siding can turn dangerous. If ladders or lifts get too close to power lines, the company stresses maintaining at least 10 feet of clearance using fiberglass ladders around electrical equipment and relying on a spotter when operating an aerial lift. Customers planning work near their service drops are encouraged to contact Ameren. The utility can temporarily de-energize, relocate, or install protective barriers to reduce risks. Well, as we ring in graduation season, college grads start the next phase of their lives. The Better Business Bureau has tips to help them start off scam-free. Though younger people are perceived to be tech-savvy, they may also be financially inexperienced, and fraud can happen to anyone. BBB Regional Director Rachel Cantoni says graduates need to be aware of scams involving student loans, jobs, moving companies, rental property, and even gifts.
If somebody contacts you out of the blue with any sort of gift, make sure that you're doing your research on that link or whatever it is, making sure that the email address is an actual email address that you can verify through their website, that the logos are real, and not super blurry or look like they've been copy and pasted.
The Better Business Bureau says the best thing graduates can do is arm themselves with information so they can be prepared to spot fraud before it happens. You can hear more from Cantoni on In Focus this afternoon at 5:44 p.m. right here on WSIU Radio. Recapping your forecast for you on your Friday, partly sunny skies. There is a slight chance we might see some mid-morning showers and thunderstorms. Already some shower and thunderstorm activity in the northern part of the listening area, basically north and along the I-64 corridor. We'll see a high around 82. Winds are going to remain out of the south today. That will give way to mostly cloudy skies tonight. Again, a slight chance of maybe a scattered overnight shower thunderstorm with a low around 67. Then tomorrow, call it partly sunny, but might want to keep the umbrella handy. There is a 40% chance we'll see some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Look for high tomorrow of 85. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.